It's an age-old turkey hunting question. If a one-year-old Jake walks by, do you take that bird or do you wait for an older, bigger Tom? We're going to talk about and answer that question and more on this episode. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about the age-old question, should you take a Jake or wait for a Tom? Now, there's a lot of people that feel strongly about this, and they have unbending opinions, and I don't care. Just being straight up, I don't care. I think a lot of people's opinions are based on perspective and context that is irrelevant to most hunters, and especially new hunters. So here's the way that it works, right? In some states, turkey hunting is harder than other states. In some areas, in some counties, it's harder than others. You know, in some places, you might have a dozen opportunities to take a turkey in a handful of hunts. In other places, if you get one opportunity in a season of 10 hunts, that's doing good. That's better than a lot of people. So my perspective on it is this. Ask the question, how many turkeys have you taken? If that answer is zero, then the advice is, take the first bird that walks in front of you. Take the first opportunity. Take the first shot you get at a legal bird. Period. I'll tell you why. You may not get another opportunity that season. You may not get another chance. I don't care if it's the first hour of opening day. Take that shot. Take that bird home. Mount that tail fan. Be excited. Post those pictures on Facebook. Post them in the New Hunter's Guide group and page. Send me an email through the website at New Hunter's Guide. I want to see the show. I want to see the pictures. Do not pass on a legal shot of a turkey. Don't do it. Now let's ask another question. And I'm going to talk more about why I think that way. Let's ask another question. You know, how many turkeys have you shot? If the answer is more than zero, okay? If the answer is more than zero, how many opportunities did you have last year? How many opportunities did you have? Did you have a dozen opportunities? If you had more than one or two opportunities, you know, waiting might not be that big of a gamble. Right? A lot of it depends on where you live, what's going on, turkey populations in your area. You know, if you had lots of opportunities last season, then, you know, it may not be as big of a gamble to wait. All right? But then the other question is, how hungry are you? And I don't just mean hungry for turkey, but I mean to carry a bird out of the woods. Right? You know, it's... A lot of people will say things like, well, you know, every time you shoot a Jake, that's a trophy. That could have been a trophy next year. Well, the same people say the same thing about deer, right? That 4-point could have been an 8-point next year and all these kinds of things. Yeah, maybe it could have been. It also might not have survived the winter. Also might have got hit by a car. Also might have, you know, might have got sick. It also might have got eaten by coyotes. There are no guarantees. To say that bird might have done this in the future, that's just a fallacy. It really is. You know, the bottom line is most turkey... Okay, well, that's too broad of a statement. Many turkeys don't survive for a year. They do not. They don't either. Don't make it through the winter because they can't get enough to eat. They're attacked by predators. Turkeys have a lot of predators. You're like, oh, no, what could take down a turkey? Coyotes, lots of coyotes. I don't know where you live, but in the United States of America, I don't know anywhere where there isn't coyotes. And there's a lot of places that have way more coyotes than there ever should have been. Foxes. You've got places where you got bobcats and mountain lions. You've got a lot of places where you have cars. You know, turkeys are a perishable commodity. They you know, a deer is much more likely to survive a year than a turkey is, right? Turkeys don't live that many years to begin with. I mean, they can breed at 1 year old, right? A Jake can breed. It's not likely to, but it can. A two-year-old, a Tom, is much, you know, is basically fully developed at that point. You know, they're fully developed at two. At three, they may be a little bigger, little stronger, a little more dominant, and they could be the top bird on the totem pole. But in a lot of places, you know, a three-year-old turkey is a rarity. It is exceptionally uncommon. And not because of hunting pressure, just because of wilderness pressure. So there's some thinking you got to put aside, okay? You know, if you have an opportunity to take a turkey. Now, I hunt in a state where it's one of the top most difficult states in the country. The only other state that's on par is Ohio, and PA and Ohio, where the hardest states to put a turkey on the ground. You know, this is not my opinion. This is the opinion of some, you know, previously professional turkey hunters who literally traveled the country shooting TV, shooting turkeys, had their own game call business, you know, all kind of this stuff, been state after state after state, live in my neighborhood, and, you know, they're convinced that this is the hardest state, maybe next to Ohio, to take a bird. So to get a shot at a turkey in Pennsylvania, that ought to be dinner right there. Here's the other thing. How many tags do you have? So in my state, you get one tag. You can buy a second one, but you can't buy it after the season starts. So you have to buy the second tag before the season starts, right? It is it's like a lottery that the game commission runs to just milk money out of people, right? Because, you know, they sell all these tags that are never going to get used. It's just the statistics and the odds of it. Most people won't fill one tag, let alone two. But the thought, the lust of getting two turkeys. So they get that second tag before the season starts. And, of course, they never take one turkey. But, of course, everybody who does take a turkey would love to run out and buy a second tag. But not that many people actually get a turkey. So they make a lot more money by limiting the sale of second tags to before the season starts. And they're like $20. It's not cost prohibitive. But at the same time, $20 is $20. You know, hunting license for the year costs like, what, $23 or something. Something in that ballpark. So, you know, it's like I said, it's not cost prohibitive, but it's still a thing. So, you know, you do have options in a lot of states to be able to take more than one turkey. Some states you can take take a turkey a day. Some states you can take X number of turkeys for the season. Some states you have like bag limits. It varies, right? So a lot of places you have or can have an opportunity to take more than one bird. So if you're debating to yourself right now or before the season starts, or even mid-season, should I take a Jake if I have the opportunity? I'm going to say yes. Get more than one. You know, if you need a second tag, get two tags so that you can still get a bird. Take the opportunity that you get. And then you still have the opportunity to hunt for a bigger one if you really want to. You know, it doesn't have to be a one and done in a lot of places. You know, like I've said before, you know, a turkey in the freezer is worth two bigger turkeys in the woods. That's just the reality of it. In most places, not everywhere, some places. I mean, you go out and you could shoot a turkey any day of the week, you know, as long as the weather's right. But in a lot of places, it is not that easy. So my recommendation would be take the first opportunity you have on a legal bird, especially if you're a new hunter. Especially, don't turn that down. Don't scorn that opportunity. You know, a lot of people, they go out on opening day. They have a shot at a Jake. They think, oh, no, I'm going to wait for a bigger turkey to come by. They never see another turkey the whole season. But they think, oh, because, you know, 7:30 on opening day, wow, yeah, here's a turkey. They're going to get a lot more opportunities. Never bank on that. I don't care what you're hunting. Never bank on that. You know, I had this past deer season, I learned some things. And this is directly transferable. My first day I went out, I was hunting a clover patch, you know, a tenth of an acre out of a blind. I could have shot 10 doe probably. In multiple waves, right? Throughout the morning, I had multiple opportunities. You know, again and again and again, could have shot a doe. And in my mind, I'm sitting there going, I'm going to hold out and wait for a buck. And then once I get a buck, you know, these does are everywhere. I'll be able to take as many as I want. Well, I sat maybe five times, and then I did get a buck, and a nice one. So I was happy. I was pleased. I was thrilled. So then, you know, I thought, okay, well, now I'm going to go out and get a doe or two. And would you believe I did not take a doe the whole year. I did not have a shot on a doe that I connected with the whole rest of the season. Never took a doe. Never took a doe last fall. You know, the first 2 days out, I could have shot lots of doe. Could have shot probably 15 doe. But I was waiting for a buck. And you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, if I did shoot a doe here, then that would ruin this spot. I wouldn't be able to hunt here for a buck later, which is complete nonsense. I mean, the day I shot my buck, there were bucks there that night. I got them on the trail camera. I mean, it just wasn't there. I had a different reality in my head. So I just threw away opportunities and then never had another opportunity at a doe and just missed it. You know, just learn something through that. You know, these are wild animals. It is not like going to the grocery store. It is not like shooting fish in a barrel. Oh, it might seem like it at the moment. You're like, oh, I've got all these opportunities. I've got options. I'll just, you know, wait for the next opportunity. You think, you know, you've got a plentiful number of opportunities. And that was it. There's not another one that year. So when it comes to turkeys, and I stress this when it comes to turkeys because they're much harder to hunt than deer in most places. In fact, everywhere that I know of. I'm just saying most places because I'm thinking, okay, there could be somewhere I don't know of where maybe it's the other way around. But in most places, it's much harder to take a turkey or take a turkey than pretty much anything else. But okay, there's more to this. So what's the difference between a Jake and a Tom? Between a one-year-old bird and a two-year-old bird. So a Jake has a shorter beard. The feather in the front of the turkey is smaller, by a few inches. Does that matter? It doesn't. I mean, I'm gonna say no, especially to the new hunter. Here's the thing: not every old turkey has a long beard. Not every old turkey. You can't judge a turkey's age by its beard necessarily. Beards get worn off. They get pulled out. They get messed up. So some just don't grow as long. It's not that. You know, deer, you can judge the age and size of a deer much more accurately by the antlers than you can judge a turkey by its beard. Now, you can tell usually the difference between a Jake and a Tom, but it's not like, okay, this one feather is going to be, instead of 4 inches, it's going to be 7 inches. I'm going to tell you what, guys. If you really want that extra couple inches of feather and you're going to pass on an opportunity to take home a turkey, one of the most amazing game birds on the planet, then I think your thinking might be skewed. Unless you have a wall of turkey fans in your house, and you're at a different level. You're at a different place in hunting. You're not a new hunter. You're not even an intermediate turkey hunter at that point. What other differences are there? Well, a Tom is more likely to have spurs, to have those points on the back of their foot than a Jake is. Okay, again, what does that mean? Are you going to mount the legs? You know, most people don't. They don't even keep the legs. So, and especially if you're a new hunter, that's probably not even something that has entered into your brain as important or as something that you care about. What else? Okay, so the tail fan on a tom might be a little bigger. It might not, but it might be a little bigger. And all of the side feathers should be just as long as the center feathers. Okay, the side feathers would be just as long as the center feathers. So, you know, on a Jake, usually the side feathers are a couple, 2-3 inches shorter than the center feathers. So you have the middle feathers are a little bit longer than on the sides. Does that matter? I mean, I'll be honest with you, I think they look just as impressive most of the time. Now, there are some turkeys that are pretty cool, the ones that have that white, almost fluorescent, like arc, that the tips of all their feathers. So it looks like this just sort of halo at the tips of their feathers. Okay, on those turkeys, it looks pretty cool when all the tail feathers are the same length. I'm not going to lie. I don't even know what part of the country you've got those turkeys in, but, you know, I could see why you'd want to hold out for one of those, because that's pretty cool. The rest of them, not much of a difference. Okay, what about weight and size? Well, you've got a lot of Jakes that are somewhere between, you know, 13 to 16 or 17 pounds. Somewhere in that range, maybe, you know, 13 to 17 pounds. Where a two-year-old Tom is usually somewhere between, you know, 18 to 22 pounds, maybe. Of course, location, diet, agriculture, all of that makes huge differences. Those ranges could change. But I'm just talking about just some broad brush averages. So on average, that Tom's going to weigh a couple pounds more than the Jake. But you can have some big Jakes that weigh more than some small Toms. So it's not that huge of a difference all the time. You could take a Jake that weighed more than the Tom walking behind it. It can happen. You know, just the same way you could take a spike deer that weighs more than a 6-point. You know, it's not even uncommon. So, you know, in those kind of terms, you're not even necessarily ending up with less food. Now, an older turkey typically is going to weigh more. They get up to maybe the 25-pound range. Okay. I gotcha, but you're not talking about a deer where you're going to spend, you know, all this time and energy field dressing it and dragging it through the woods, getting it to the butcher, paying the butcher to take care of it. Turkey's easy. You just carry it out of the woods. You don't even have to gut it. I've done episodes on how to field dress a turkey. Go back, look at those episodes. I talk you through and then have videos of a bunch of different ways to go through this process. You don't even have to gut the turkey, and you certainly don't have to pay anybody to do anything. It's super easy, super cheap. You can't say, well, I'm not getting my money's worth because I don't have that extra 4 pounds. It's just a skewed perspective. Now, a Jake can be a trophy. A Jake can be an absolute trophy. I'll tell you a story, and then we'll wrap this one up. So I know of a master turkey hunter who's written books on the subject. When he was much younger in his turkey hunting career, he was still a master at that point, but, you know, much younger, he was taking a friend out turkey hunting. Now, this friend had traveled the world, hunted in Africa, hunted in South America, hunted in Europe. Older gentleman at that point, but very, you know, this guy was maybe in his 40s and his friend was in his 60s. So he takes this friend out. So the friend goes out with one of those guns that is, a double barrel over under with, what did they call them? A drilling, I think is what it is. He's got two shotgun barrels on the top and a 30-30 barrel on the bottom. And, you know, he's wanted a turkey hunt for years. He's finally in the States. He's come to visit this guy. And they've been friends for a while. And this guy says, well, you know, we'll go out. They got one day, one opportunity to go out turkey hunting. Meanwhile, the guy's going, man, this is not a good time. Like, the birds have not been active. It's been a tough season. Not been seeing many birds. But the guy's only here for one night. He's only got one chance to take him hunting. So, of course, he's going to take him. So, this guy's been, he has been looking forward to take, he's got animals that I can't even pronounce on his walls at home. But this guy is so, he's traveled halfway across the country to visit this guy to go turkey hunting. Like, he is just absolutely enamored with it. So they're going out, this gun weighs like 15 pounds, but this is a big guy. They're hiking through mountains, the weather's not real good. There's not a lot of gobbling going on. They get out there, they're sitting. Of course, this older guy, he's half deaf because he's been hunting his whole life before they had ear protection, it seems, especially way back in those days. And they're sitting there, and they actually get some action. They actually hear some gobbles. They're sitting there, they hear some gobbles, and then the guy who's the guide at this point, we'll just call him that, he spots a bird coming in, at his 9 o'clock. Well, the guy, his friend that has traveled to hunt with him, he's not hearing it. So he's trying to signal to him without spooking the turkey and all this stuff. So eventually the guy does spot the turkey. Okay, they've been out most of the day at this point. It's a Jake. All right. So it's at about 25, 30 yards. This guy uses the 30-30. Okay, he uses the 30, doesn't use either shotgun barrel. Right, he's got a modified choke on the one barrel, I think, and an extra full choke on the other barrel, and he shoots the 30-30 barrel. Okay, I don't know how familiar you are with the 30-30, but you're talking about, more than enough force to put down a deer or even an elk at close range. Okay, shoots this turkey, a Jake, right, a one-year-old. Blasts this thing with the 30-30. And of course, the 30-30 is loud. It has that crack to it. It's got more volume than most shotgun barrels do, especially when it's a short barrel 30-30 like that one was. And the guide is like blown away at how loud it is. And he's so confused. And he's trying to figure like, what in the world just happened? So of course, he kills the turkey, right? The turkey is down. And the guy's like, why'd you use the 30-30? He was right there. And this is what the gentleman said. He said, I didn't know if I would ever get another shot at a turkey in my lifetime. And I wasn't sure of the distance. I just wasn't confident in what the distance was. So I thought it would be a gamble to use the shotgun barrels. So I wanted to make sure I took advantage of this opportunity. The guy was like he had so much wisdom in a lot of ways, but he recognized, if I blow this opportunity, this would be the only opportunity I get before I die to take a turkey. And he's in the moment, he's got adrenaline, he's not sure, is that within 30 yards, is that 40 yards, 45, I don't know. Again, he's not exactly sure how big a turkey is in the wild, so he's trying to judge that distance between him and the bird, not exactly sure how big the bird is, which makes it maybe look closer or further. And he's just sitting there, he's like, you know what, I don't want to take a chance. So he blasts it with the high-powered rifle, which is crazy, but you got to think about this guy and how he's looking at this. This could be the only chance in his life. He lives in Europe. Who knows if he'll ever come to the States again? Who knows if he'll ever see a turkey again? And he knew that. And he was like, I can't risk blowing this. And he's not a new hunter, but at the same time, this is his turkey hunt. And in his estimation, he got the tail thing on that mounted. And he said, of everything I have ever hunted in my life, nothing is more prestigious to me than this, you know, than the wild American turkey. You know, than the wild Eastern turkey. Even though it was a Jake. He said, this Jake meant more to him than any other game animal he shot. Because of how difficult they are to find. How hard they are to hunt. How much skill it takes to get them. How rare they were. And he couldn't hunt them anywhere else in the world. And in him, that was his trophy. That was his biggest trophy. I mean, he's got giant animals from Africa on his wall. And this Jake was his most prestigious trophy in his eyes. And, you know, that really made me wonder and think, okay, are we really being, you know, is our perspective on this thing right? Should we really be passing opportunities when we may not get another one, you know? And especially when it comes to new hunters. Now, again, you've got a bunch of turkeys. You got turkey tails and beards along your wall. You know, you're not in that situation. You can't say, well, what if I never get another opportunity? You know, I'll take this Jake. Well, now you've had lots of opportunities. You've done it. You've accomplished this thing. You've got the proof. You've got trophies on your wall. To you, you don't need to take that Jake. You can let that one go. You can wait for another bird. If you don't get a bird that season, no biggie. You've got plenty of them. You'll get more, and you know it. Whereas a newer hunter who's never shot a turkey or maybe just taken one or two, it's a different story. It's a different situation. You know, all this nonsense about, you know, you should wait for a bigger one. It's just internet garbage. It's just people that don't know enough to know what they're doing and how to look at this thing right. It's just not respecting the bird. It's not respecting the animal. It's just not being a good steward, not appreciating the game. You know, if you're asking yourself the question, should I take a Jake or wait for a Tom? You should take the Jake. That's what you should. If you are asking the question, if you're debating it in your mind, you should take the first opportunity that you have. It's the people that aren't asking the question. They know they're coming out with a Tom or nothing. Those are the ones that, you know, that they are a step ahead. They have more experience. They've got more turkeys. People who know that they're only coming out with a Tom, those are the ones that should pass on Jakes. People that are debating, should I take a Jake or not? You should. Because opportunities are few and far between. They're difficult to take. And I'll be honest with you. I've reached this point in my life, okay? I would rather end the season on day one with a Jake, if I don't have any other tags, than hunt the whole season and get nothing, or hunt the whole season and take a Tom on the last day. That's me. Because one, you never knew you were going to take that Tom on the last day. There's no guarantee. And to be honest with you, I would rather take the Jake on the first day and then spend the rest of the season with my family. Spend the rest of the season looking at that trophy. Spend the rest of the season plotting next year. Or if I had two tags, then being out there with the confidence knowing it doesn't matter what happens from here on out. Because I already got a turkey. If I get another one, great. But I've already got one. I've done it. I've accomplished it. I got turkey in the freezer. I got turkey for dinner. I have done this thing. You know, my heart is content. And I'm out here seeing if I can get a Tom. See if I can get a bigger bird. I would much rather do that than hunt the whole season and get nothing. Or to maybe get something at the end of the season after just wearing myself out. Because I have worn myself out enough times to sit back and go, you know what? I'm past that point at this stage. Now maybe, you know, everybody's in a different place. Everybody's got different motivation. You know, if you feel differently, then I'm not even saying, you know, you should change. Go with what you've got. Go with what's in your heart. Follow up on that. See that through. But my encouragement to new hunters is don't pass opportunities. Take the first legal, ethical, reasonable shot that you get, period. Don't pass it, because you just don't know if and when the next one's going to be. Take that shot. And one other point here, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, you know, we're helping the population and we're doing this. You know, it actually hurts the turkey breeding population more for you to take the mature birds versus the younger ones. It actually damages the population more for you to take the oldest Tom than for you to take a Jake. Okay? Because that Jake's not going to breed that year, most likely. It can, but Toms are the ones that are going to do the most breeding, and they're going to pass on the stronger genes. So for you to take a Jake is basically not touching the future of the population. You are doing nothing to it. Whereas if you take a Tom, if there aren't many Toms in the area, or you take the best Tom in the area, that could have more of an impact than taking a Jake. And again, the older birds are the ones that are more likely to make it more through another year versus the younger, inexperienced birds that are less likely to make it to another year. So, you know, it's a two-part thing. That Jake that you're passing on, one, isn't going to hurt the population for you to take. Two, is the least likely to make it another year versus an older bird. You know, and then, of course, if you take a hen, I don't know of anywhere offhand you can take hens in the spring, but, you know, say somewhere there is. Well, that potentially is going to affect the population way more. Way more. Because now that hen's not going to breed. That hen's not going to lay eggs. Whoever knows how many of those eggs would have hatched and survived the winter. You're potentially eliminating, you know, half a dozen or more birds that could have made it through that year. Fast forward a little bit. We're not talking about fall turkey hunting, but while we're on the subject, you know, in the fall, it matters a lot less what you shoot. It matters a lot less. The poults are independent at that point. They will survive the winter even if you shoot the hens. People say, you know, a lot of people like to take poults in the fall. And a poult's a bird that's its first year. It's 6 months old in the fall. They usually weigh somewhere around, you know, 9 pounds, 8, 9, 10 pounds maybe. Could be a little more, could be a little less. Of course, they're at that point, it's like a small chicken, okay? People say, man, you don't want to take a poult because a poult, that's the future. Well, most poults don't survive the winter. Something like, of course, it varies by state and location, but I read one report, I think it was 30% of poults in this particular area were surviving the winter. So odds were good that the poult you shot in the fall and had a nice, you know, chicken-sized dinner with wasn't going to make it through the winter anyway. Just competition for food and predation and all of that, cold, just wasn't going to make it. So when it comes to hunting turkeys in the fall, It makes very little difference what you shoot in the fall. What you shoot in the spring, if you shoot a hen, either on purpose or by accident, if it's legal or whatever, that's going to make the biggest difference on the breeding population, right? Because that hen's going to lay eggs. Now it's not going to. Those eggs are lost. And that hen made it to maturity, was able to breed, and now you took it out, which is why you don't want to shoot hens, even by accident, if you can help it. Even if it's legal, it's just, you know, it's going to do more damage to the population. Now, of course, if you live somewhere where it is legal to shoot hens in the spring, chances are the only reason it's legal is because the population is so high that it doesn't matter, really. But in terms of population effect, taking a hen has the most effect. Taking a mature gobbler has the second most effect. Because the mature gobblers, the strongest ones, the oldest ones, the wisest ones, typically have the best genes that are going to pass them on. Well, you take them out of the picture, and that has some potential of impacting the population, the gene pool, all of that. Whereas taking a Jake has almost no effect whatsoever. You're not hurting the future. You're not hurting next year. You're not doing anybody a disservice by taking a Jake. There's no negative. There's no downside. There just isn't. It's just not reality. There's not that many turkey hunters even to anymore to for that even to really be a thought. Like, oh, well, what if everybody shoots all the Jakes? Who's everybody? Of course, this is going to vary where you live. I think I've seen one other human being, two other human beings in my life hunting turkeys in the spring. I mean, ever. Now, I live in Pennsylvania. I live in Western PA. It's a pretty big hunting area. And still, I have seen very few turkey hunters. Some places, you might have a big culture of it more than here. But at the end of the day, don't pass your opportunities. I hope this is helpful for you guys. Please head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out the show notes. Lots and lots and lots of other episodes on turkey hunting. If this episode and this content is helpful for you, if you've appreciated, if it's, aided you, I want to encourage you, please leave an Apple podcast review. Nothing helps get these shows to more people that I'm aware of than leaving Apple reviews. 5-star reviews with comments. Not because I need comments, but because Apple will change the algorithms, change the search results based on reviews and comments and what seems popular to it. And it can get this content to more people. Dozens and dozens and dozens of shows on turkey hunting from several past seasons, as well as all other kinds of hunting, deer hunting, pheasant hunting, predator hunting, woodchuck hunting, crow hunting. We're getting ready to do a whole series of episodes. I've got 17 episodes planned on duck hunting and goose hunting that'll be coming up here after my turkey season episodes are done. But I appreciate you guys. God bless you. And until next time, go get them in the woods.